This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 446, How to Prepare for IELTS Language Danger.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we'll talk about the challenging yet often seen topic of language extinction on the IELTS exam and how you can educate yourself about this phenomenon before you see it on your exam. What's happening, Jessica? How are you feeling today?
I am feeling great. I'm a little nervous. There is quite the heat wave coming our way in Portland, and nobody has air conditioners, and so that's kind of crazy. But other than that, good. Summer's awesome. I'm like super tan. I'm outside all the time now. What about you? Are you having a good summer?
I'm feeling good. I am having a very good summer. I have a birthday coming up on Thursday, so I'm super excited to just go to the beach and relax with my family and friends. It should be awesome. And my niece, niece, so that'll be fun.
Yay! Yeah. How old is she now? She's like 2? How old is she?
No, she's like 3.5 now, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's
getting older.
She has these fantastic curls, the same ones I had when I was a kid. These like sharp blonde streak curls, brown blonde curls. So cute. Yeah, hello? So cute. Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yep. Oh, that cut out a little bit. Okay.
Okay. All right, we're back. So anyways, yeah, good stuff planned.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, happy birthday, listeners. If you would like to wish Lindsay a happy birthday, go to iTunes and leave a review for the podcast, and you could wish her a happy birthday. That would be awesome.
That would be cool. What are we talking about today?
I was thinking about some sort of vocabulary topics that we haven't addressed yet on the show. And it occurred to me we haven't specifically talked about language or the idea of languages becoming extinct. And this is a very important topic to discuss and to get vocab and ideas for, because it could come up in writing task 2, speaking part 3, or you could have to read a difficult passage about it in the reading passage 3, or listen to somebody lecturing about it in listening section 4. So we know that the topic of education comes up a lot. Yes. More specifically, language. And I was like, how have we not talked about this before? So guys, we came up with 5 words and phrases that really are a good place to start for not only vocabulary, but to get you thinking about these ideas.
Yeah, I love that. So we're gonna throw you guys some terms today that, again, you know, when you have new phrases and new ideas in your head like this, you feel empowered when you walk into the exam. You know, you feel like you're ready. So this will boost your confidence as well. Yeah.
Oh, totally. So just trying to paraphrase the idea of endangered languages, you could say that certain languages are fading out. So that's a really nice phrasal verb, and I wouldn't think it's too informal to include in writing or speaking part 3. So definitely you could say something is fading out, this idea of something disappearing.
I love that. Yeah, exactly. And that ties into the next one, Jessica, where a language becomes completely disappeared, right?
Yes.
It becomes obsolete.
That is such a good adjective. Oh, I love that word.
Good word.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah, stage 1, fading out. Stage 2, obsolete. Okay, exactly. So now the reasons why languages are dying out. One reason is often like government practices in some eras of assimilation. So this is where, so assimilation is when two cultures or two societies or two groups of people blend together. But more often, it's when one group who has more power brings the other group in and makes them change their culture. So assimilate means change, right? So this means one culture is changing into another culture. So when that happens, they lose their language, right? They start speaking English instead of whatever they were speaking before. They start worshiping at a different church and having a different religion. They, right, all everything in their traditions and their history will change into assuming that of their overseers, I guess.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah. Assimilation. Right. Love that. So it's such an important word to know. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And guys, like we said, this is, it's not just a vocabulary episode, but this is a place to start you thinking of ideas. So use these words as a catalyst, guys. Think about your own country. What could you express? How this might explain how a certain language or dialect has disappeared in your own country. So really try and reflect on some of these ideas today, guys. Okay. So another reason why languages disappear is because they come from an oral tradition. There are many, like, sort of more tribal cultures, older cultures, right, who didn't come from a written perspective. Their culture, their ideas, their history was passed down through stories. It was passed down by word of mouth from generation to generation. So that means we don't have any written records of this language or their ideas. And then as the number of speakers shrinks, we lose access to whole traditions and histories of people. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like access to the same strategies and practice that helped Dennis increase his speaking score from a 7 to an 8.5, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System today.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And that's such a shame, you know, when that happens, but it is definitely a reality that happens in the world. So, you know, and another thing you guys could do after today's episode is just go to Google and type in some of these words combined with your country, right? And start to do a little bit of research and build your culture of thinking around these topics before the exam.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a good idea. That is your homework today, guys. You have to Google these terms connected to your own country. And really, you're going to learn something, I'm sure, which, you know, we're always fans of the culture of thinking. Okay, so what's the last phrase we have today, Lindsay?
Okay, so the last phrase is to preserve a language.
So preserve, right? This is a very formal academic word for to keep, right? To keep something current. Keep something. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Language preservation. I know where I went to college, there was a major that was quite popular called historic preservation. And that was more about the preservation of buildings, because I went to school in the South in Virginia. And so this idea of preservation, of preserving something, a language, a building, a tradition, that's what this is about.
Interesting. Oh, that's good. So guys, you could use all of these ideas, right? Do a little bit of research. Find out what is being done in your country or a nearby country to preserve an older language or dialect. That would be fascinating, because I know there are linguists from around the world that fly everywhere trying to document and keep as many languages alive as they can. So there definitely are actions being taken to prevent some of these languages from fading out.
Yeah, exactly. So take a look at what's going on in the world. And again, be aware. You know, it's this empowering feeling that you know what's going on in the world when you walk into this exam, because so much of this exam is about, you know, calling something up into your mind that you've seen, that you've read, that you've heard about.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, we know that this is a topic. This is an often seen topic that could come up in any part of the exam. So this is another thing that, I mean, like I said, I surprised myself that we hadn't talked about it yet.
Yeah.
So I was pretty excited to get to sort of explore this with you guys today. So guys, yeah, definitely look at this as a homework episode. Use this to build out your culture of thinking. And if you need to see these words spelled out and need to know their definitions, come back to the blog IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 446. So I'll put all the words in there with examples. Plus, I will give you your homework assignment to complete after.
Good. It's good to have homework. And if you guys want to get serious about your study plan, go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and look at our success stories. Other students who have taken this seriously, they've gotten their study plan and they've gotten their target score.
Exactly. So cool. Yeah. So many of these students, I mean, if you don't see it noted in these boxes that it's a score increase, oftentimes it's because they only had to take the test once. So yeah. Like a lot of these people are just like a lot of our students in Three Keys are getting the scores they need the first time because they put in the work. These are the hardest working students, right? They deserve these scores, guys. They do the 30-day plan or the 60-day plan and they complete everything on there. Plus they're reading novels, they're watching movies, they are developing their English, they're still listening to this podcast, which at first surprised me, but like everyone I talk to in our course listens to these episodes. So guys, I'm gonna give a huge shout out to all of our amazing students in the course. You're so motivated. They're doing like even extra stuff beyond the study plan. So yes,
so good. I mean, there's no better feeling than knowing that you are on track for your future that you want. You know, you're on track for your dream life. I mean, that's what you're moving for. And you know that you're taking action in the right direction. There's no better feeling than that.
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, become inspired by some of these stories and then start yourself on this journey. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can see the stories and get into the course at the same time.
Very cool. All right, Jessica, we'll see you back on the show next week. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, sounds good. Have the happiest birthday, Lindsay.
Oh, thank you. I will. All right, talk to you soon. Bye. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.